weekdays from 4.
105 Drive with Julian Clover.
Seeing you home.
The Cambridge LGBT charity is to receive £193,000 as part of a government and lottery scheme to help disadvantaged children. The Kite Trust will receive the payment to create 4 places for 600 young people to receive advice and support on issues such as inclusion. Lara Jaffe is the organisation's executive director. I'm pleased to say she's here now. Good afternoon, Lara.
Afternoon. Thank you for having me in.
Congratulations.
I know.
As well. I guess congratulations on two sides, really. First of all, receiving the money and the help that you're going to be able to give with that, and also for the sheer effort and probably filling in the world's largest form in order to get it in the first place.
Oh, it's amazing. You know, some of these forms are quite arduous, but this one wasn't too bad from memory, although it was a little while ago now.
So how many sides altogether?
I've blocked it out of my memory. Probably a good 20 pages, something like this, but it's well worth the effort.
That's not bad on a per page basis.
Not
it's
too
it's
bad.
It's you certainly can, yeah. A lot better than my £3 and over I paid for cricket on Sunday. But
exactly? No, good value for money. Whole
other story. Now, it's described as being from government and lottery. How does that work? Is it sort of half and half, or the two working in tandem?
The two working in tandem. So the money's coming through the government, and then the lottery are holding the fund.
Right, okay.
So they're administering the fund and distributing the funds.
It's government money rather than from our sort of buying our lottery tickets at the corner shop,
yeah,
is it?
Yeah, basically, yeah, as far as I know. That's the information I've had.
Right.
It's very exciting. It's great to see the government investing in youth services across the country. Mm. So it's an important, you know, step, really, when over the past few years we've seen youth services and open access youth services kind of suffer across the country, I think, as a result of, you know, austerity and having to make difficult choices in local authorities. So the fact that there's an effort to support local voluntary sector and charities, make sure that they have a firm offer for young people across the country is really important, mm. and this funding is helping to do that.
Because the Kite Trust, in one form or another, has been with us for almost 25 years,
yes.
I think now.
So yeah.
Anniversary next year, is that right?
25th birthday next year.
Okay.
Yeah. So we're very excited, and this funding couldn't come at a better time. We're seeing a period of growth. We went through a rebrand earlier this year, so we were formerly known as Sexuality for about 13 years, and it's been a really positive process. The rebrand, the new name, the whole kind of image and behind the brand, and that was very much led by the young people we work with, and we've already seen a huge impact in terms of referrals coming through to us, new business, and now this grant, which is one of a few that we've got at the moment that are big national funders.
So no, that's
exciting.
That's really good news. So tell me how you're going to spend the money. 4 places, but for 600 young people. So presumably there'll be almost like a shift system, will it, of getting the help?
Well, it's kind of a mixed bag, actually. So the national press that came out today focuses on our kind of hub model. And that is around providing drop-in group activity for LGBT young people across Cambridgeshire. And we will have...
And what sort of age ranges are we talking about?
Yeah,
here?
So we work, for those drop-ins, they work from 12 to 24. So we
right.
have various different groups for young people. We'll have a group in Huntington, one in Ely, one in Wisbeach, one in Cambridge, and also one in St Neots, actually, now. And those groups will be weekly, fortnightly. We'll also have other monthly groups going on here in Cambridge. So we have a whole range of different groups. And the idea is to try and offer a safe space for young people to come together across the county. So everyone who identifies as LGBT or is questioning their sexuality or gender identity has a place that they can go, a place that they can belong, a place that they feel part of a community. And quite often LGBT plus young people may not feel happy or able to access open access youth provision.
Because it's a tricky old one. You say age 12. That's, you know, a bit challenging for everybody concerned. Not least the person, the child, young adult, really, going through, and put it as subtly as I can, not really knowing what direction that they're going to be travelling in.
I mean, we work around gender identity and also sexuality. So we also have an under-12s group. So we work with young people From very early age, actually, who access groups, because when young people are thinking about their gender identity, that will be very apparent and obvious to young people very early on. So it depends on the journey. It depends on what's going on in the family. It depends the relationships they've got around, whether they've already got people they can talk to. You know, we already work with around 180 young people at the moment. And for many of them, they may not be out to family and friends or community members. For others that we aren't yet in contact with, they may be thinking about this stuff. They may be, you know, young people might be exploring and thinking about gender identity or their sexuality and do not have anywhere to turn to. So it's really important for us that they know that we're here, that we're available. We have a fantastic one-to-one offer as well.
And how do you go about publicising that in the first place? Is this working through schools or youth groups, or I guess in this day and age, it sounds like I'm getting really old now, using social media to reach people?
All of the above. We have a very active schools programme, so I think over the last couple of years we've worked with around 4,000 pupils a year in schools in Cambridgeshire, so that'll be offering it might be assemblies to promote the work that we do, but also offering training to pupils. We have a training offer as well, working with teachers or local authority workers, training corporate partners. So any way that we can get out into the community, we're able to help build the confidence of our local communities around use of language, around tackling and dealing with prejudice, and also to offer opportunities to raise awareness.
I always find language is such a tricky thing, really, to deal with. The classic example, I suppose, is that a fireman has to be a firefighter for obvious reasons, because there's firemen and fire women putting their lives at equal danger, and to say firemen and fire women is a clumsy sentence, so you have to put it to firefighters. But when you get down to LGBT, it's it must be a challenge for the language, really, to not offend anybody, make sure that everybody is happy with it, and at the same time, you actually know what you're talking about, which can be sometimes a problem with modern terms. At the moment I see the word inclusive, I just think, oh no, not again. You know, supporting of it, obviously, it's just something. Oh no, another language nightmare to go through.
And these things constantly develop, you know, and part of that's because of the complexity of identity. So when we're talking about gender and or sexuality, these things are incredibly complex. They're very individual. They are our own journey. And so the way that we feel in our society, we have to label, put people in boxes and understand something that is different and is...
And we need labels. You know, we were chatting off air, I was saying that, you know, it's not £193,000. It's actually a sort of a longer, more complicated thing. But for the purposes of radio and getting the message across so people know that it's a substantial award, you have to say £193,000 rather than the precise amount, which I think includes a few pence at
it
the
does,
end as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, probably. Very detailed budgets. But no, I think the key thing around language is to not be afraid to ask the individual, the young person, you know, what pronouns they want to use, or they are using rather, how they identify themselves. And I think we worry too much about making mistakes. You know, if you do make a mistake, correct yourself, carry on, but don't be afraid to ask. You know, that we are our own masters of our own kind of, you know, identity, and I know how I identify myself, and I'm happy to, you know, share that and tell people who need to know. So it is ever evolving,
and it's throughout the chain, of course, because the important thing is that the schools are getting it right, businesses, when somebody, youngster or anybody else for that matter, turns up and they're LGBT, and it's like, well, hang on, how do I phrase it? There was this thing, I'm trying to remember the precise phrase now. I'm going to end up upsetting somebody if I don't look out. There was a photograph in the cycling magazine which referred to the token attractive woman, or those, words to that
probably
effect. You know, that's the sort of language which, quite frankly, even as a caption that you put in until you change it, is a stupid idea.
I think we can't expect to always be right all the time. I think if we're showing that we're willing to make an effort, that we're thinking about people's feelings, and we want to be respectful and come from a point of equality and treating people as respected citizens in our communities, then that's a good starting point, you know? And as long as we come from a point of love and want to respect one another, then hopefully mistakes will happen. But at least if you can set the intent and the intent is coming from a good point, then I think people understand that mistakes will be made. Mm-hmm. But it's about being open to change and being about being open to the celebration of our beautiful, diverse community that we have
and
around
us. Yeah, and we are getting better as a society, aren't we, on these things? We get the occasional blip from time to time. But,
well, it depends what you mean, you know? I mean, we know that, yes, certainly we see that attitudes and law around sexuality more than
gender. So you only need to go back 50 years and the law is
so
in a whole different situation.
Years decriminalisation of homosexuality anniversary this year. But that's around sexuality. There's a lot more work to be done around gender identity. Mm. We do know that it's one of the biggest social shifts in attitude that we've seen. But even the last national survey about British attitudes said that 30% of people still think that it's morally wrong. So if I'm walking down the street and I'm talking about myself and my identity, to kind of get your head around the fact that, you know, one in three, is that right?
And anyway, is that a generational thing, or is it more across the board?
No, I don't think so. We know with our young people who are in schools, many of them are still not out. Many of them still feel extremely unsafe to be out. Schools are much better and there are many supportive teachers, but still we live in a society where we're told that being heterosexual and being cisgendered is the norm. And so if you step outside of that, effectively you are different, you are a minority, and you will always face prejudice and discrimination. And so, yeah, attitudes have changed, but we do know that LGBT young people still have far higher rates of mental health issues, self-harm, suicide attempt, suicide. So all of these things, very low self-esteem. In fact, in Cambridgeshire, the lowest self-esteem amongst any other group of young people in the county. So if we're to think that things are much better now, we're not recognising that the experience for young LGBT people is still tough. What that means, therefore, is our young LGBT members of our community are incredibly strong, incredibly able and resilient and able to step outside of their comfort zone and show that strength. And we're incredibly proud of the young people we work with. Mm. And we're just so proud that with this funding, we can support more young people to celebrate their glow, I guess.
So when do you get the cash? That's the key question,
Aha,
isn't it, really?
Well, that would be telling.
Or more to the point, when do you think you can start putting it to good use?
Yeah, we're going to start very quickly. So we're already in the process of recruiting, and we have some exciting plans underway.
I alluded to it earlier, you're based just at the other end of Gwydir Street from us, in the Dales Brewery, isn't it?
In Dales Brewery, yeah. And then we meet in various different locations across the county. But our Wisbeach work, our Fenland work is really exciting for us. So we're looking to recruit out in Finland a youth worker to help us develop that service. We also, as part of this project, have an inclusion officer. So there's a focus to really making sure that we are, I know you don't like the word inclusion, but anyway.
Other people use it, so I just have to live with it.
Sure, but making sure that we are being inclusive and that we recognise for some LGBT young people who have various different areas of their life, that we're able to reach out to those. So we'll be looking at young LGBT people who might be at risk of drug and alcohol use. We'll be looking at training up SEN disability services. So there's something around ensuring that where there are additional barriers to engagement, we can help tackle that through this fund, which we're really excited about.
Well, thank you very much for coming in. We better finish there. But if anybody, you know, thinking to themselves, oh dear, you know, this maybe I should give them a call. What do they do?
The best thing to do is just to go to the website, really, thekitetrust.org.uk.
Yeah, it's I can guarantee you it's very easily found. The news story came up, in it went, and
there
it popped up top of St. Google. So
get in contact. We'd love to talk to you. We'd love to, you know, make new connections. We're here in the community, and we're keen to talk.
Okay, Lara Jaffe from the Kite Trust. Congratulations on that £193,000 again. Thanks so much.
Pop open the bottle.
Cheers. Bye bye.
Take care. Bye bye.